Hi, you're listening to the CDC podcast. In this episode, we're focusing on Companies to Inspire Africa, a new report from the London Stock Exchange Group, which highlights some of the most exciting privately owned companies across the continent. It's the second time the LSE have produced this report, and this edition profiles 360 businesses working across seven major sectors. The firms range in size from less than five employees to more than 1,000. As a partner on the publication, we nominated several firms, and we'll hear from one or two highlighted later. But first, let's speak to Ibukun Adebayo, the co-head of emerging markets at the London Stock Exchange.
So Companies to Inspire Africa is the LSE's attempt to try to showcase some of the most inspiring African companies and private sector businesses across Africa. We work very closely with CDC, one of our core partners, and the African Development Bank, and PwC in terms of bringing companies to this publication, which has really presented itself as a great sounding board to amplify the success of Africa.
And what excites you, Ibukun, about this year's report?
So this year, the publication is even more exciting in our opinion. And the first thing I think that we have noticed that has been extraordinarily important is there has been a real commitment from UK government to support this publication, which has also led to building deeper ties, not just for the London Stock Exchange, but for the rest of the UK across Africa, as more African companies or more African governments have embraced the work that the UK is involved in the private sector and public sector, and how that can in fact enhance and open up more opportunities for African SMEs. The second area of deep interest for us as well is the fact that the number of female CEOs that lead the African businesses is at an incredibly encouraging level. So just under 25% of all the companies' features are led by female CEOs. And just in general, what we've been seeing is a much broader category of business with innovation. So African companies innovating in areas where Africa needs real help.
As Ibukun says, more than a fifth of the businesses featured in the report are led by women. And at the launch of the publication, we caught up with Toyin Odulate, the founder of Nigerian business Olori Cosmetics. Toyin starts by talking about what excites her about this project.
It's about time, isn't it? You know, to have just a lot more diversity in terms of some of the amazing things coming out of the continent, and just to be more visible, to have a lot more exposure, and to give people in decision making positions more information to make more interesting investments and decisions regarding companies in Africa. So,
and particularly about the amount of women led businesses involved, is that something that excites you?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, and it's nothing new. Huh? I think it's sounding a bit new and sexy at the moment, but it's always been there. You know, Africa's filled with women-led businesses, but you just, you know, in terms, they're buckling down doing the work, so they're not marketing themselves as much or talking about what they do as much. And I think that needs to change as well, because again, like I said, if people don't know that you exist, then you're not privy to any opportunity that could come to grow your business or take it into other countries outside of Africa. So I think it's definitely exciting
and
to have the spotlight.
Can more be done to encourage?
Yeah, I mean, just the sheer notion of having more panels, more platforms to have these conversations, more podcasts focused on some of these interesting businesses and the milestones and the growth trajectory. And you know, and also it's important not to pigeonhole African businesses as just African, because some of these services and products that we're making crossover are products that, you know, do well in other countries as well. So, you know, it's good to get to know them from the source and just see how viable they could be for other markets. And you can see a lot of Asian markets doing that. So you have Korean skincare that's become a rave everywhere but Korea right now. So, I mean, so we could do the same thing, I think.
Mm-hmm. As well as speaking to Toyin, we spoke to a couple of other representatives from the businesses featured in the report about what it meant to them to be involved.
I'm Tom Greenwood, CFO of Helios Towers. Helios Towers is a Pan-African telecom towers business. We own around 6,500 towers across 5 markets in Africa, and we service all of the large mobile operators in Africa. You know, it brings a spotlight on all the companies featured, which is a great thing. It opens up global investors to learn about companies in Africa, which isn't maybe something they do, every day in a normal working week. Ultimately, familiarity is a good thing in investment, and the more familiarity we can bring to the global investment market, the better.
Hi, my name is Riz Minias. I'm the finance director of Nyama World, which is in Malawi, southern Africa. We are into livestock. We manage the whole value chain related to beef.
And how do you think being featured in Companies to Inspire Africa will help you as a company?
It will help us in two folds. One is to, because we are an expanding company, we want to tap into equity investors, because the cost of capital is very high and finding capital in Africa is a tedious task. And also from the other end to drum up about what we do and the impact created through our company, which will help us through NGO and donors to fund our outgrower program.
At the launch of the publication, we also spoke to Emma Wade-Smith, the UK government's Trade Commissioner for Africa.
So what I really love about this report is that it shines a light on the SME sector, the entrepreneurial sector, which for me is so vibrant across Africa, but often doesn't get the spotlight shone on it enough. And so when I'm traveling across Africa, you know, I come across entrepreneurs and business leaders who are doing extraordinary things. They are not just thinking about solutions for the planet, but they are creating and implementing those solutions. And this isn't just an Africa issue, this is a global issue. So we've got, the global leaders of tomorrow are being crafted in Africa today.
And what are your hopes for some of these companies involved in this report?
Well, look, we're already seeing the extraordinary growth levels, the amount of jobs that are being created by these companies. And one of the things I'm really excited about, actually, is that, you know, however many companies we've managed to cram into this report this year and the previous one in 2017, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of other companies sitting right underneath that or to the sidelines of that, also with really impressive growth rates, really impressive job creation rates. And these are sustainable companies that we can invest in, that we can support, and that we can partner with for the future.
Now, as we mentioned before, this is the second time the LSE have produced this report, and we were keen to get an understanding of what the impact has been on some of the companies involved last time around. Here's Ibukun from the London Stock Exchange again.
In April 2018, PwC launched a report called Companies to Inspire Africa 1 year on. In that publication, we showcased a number of companies who had made some form of progress in their business since featuring in the publication in 2017. We surveyed just over 100 companies, and of those 100 companies, 75 companies had some form of material advancement in their business since appearance in the publication. The most noticeable feature was that of those companies, 75 of them, $1.9 billion was raised by those companies, either through private equity, through debt, or indeed through an IPO transaction. And rather remarkably, there were 5 IPOs off the back of inclusion in that publication, including local IPOs in Morocco and in South Africa, and then indeed a dual IPO in South Africa and the UK for a company called Vivo Energy, which in fact is the largest IPO by an African company in 10 years in London.
And that's pretty much it for today. If you want to read the report, you can find a copy of it on the London Stock Exchange Group's website. Lastly, just a reminder that you can find us on Twitter and LinkedIn at CDC Group. We'll be back with a new episode very soon. Thanks for listening.